Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study that sheds light on how certain proteins, specifically a group called clustered protocadherins, are delivered to the surface of cells. This research is especially important since the way these proteins function can play a significant role in neuronal development, and their localization to the plasma membrane is crucial for signaling and communication between cells. Brief overview of protocadherins. To set the stage, let's talk about what protocadherins are. These proteins are part of a large family that help cells stick together and communicate in the brain and nervous system. Think of them as crucial players in the intricate dance of signaling that allows neurons to connect and communicate with each other. When things go wrong with these proteins, it can have serious implications for brain development and function. Now, studying these proteins isn't without its challenges. Often, when scientists produce these proteins in different cell types, referred to as heterologous cells, they don't fold properly or make their way to the cell surface effectively. That's where this study comes into play. The new findings. Researchers Elizabeth J. May and Rochelle Gaudet devised a new strategy for quantifying how well these protocadherins get delivered to the cell surface, using fluorescence microscopy, a powerful imaging technique. Their study involved a specific family of protocadherins known as clustered protocadherins, or CPCDHs, which are crucial for neuronal development. In their experiments, they examined various isoforms of CPCDHs, some that typically make it to the cell surface and some that don't. They discovered that the efficiency of surface delivery can vary significantly among these isoforms. Some proteins reached the surface effectively, while others were almost entirely retained inside the cell. One of the remarkable findings was that a previously believed connection between protein dimerization, the process through which two protein molecules attach to each other, and surface delivery was not as straightforward as previously thought. The researchers found that for certain proteins, dimerization alone didn't guarantee a proper delivery to the plasma membrane. This is crucial because it hints at alternative mechanisms governing how these proteins are trafficked within cells. The methodology. Now, let's take a closer look at their methodology. The researchers first used a specialized cell line that lacks a specific adhesion protein, facilitating easier analysis of how their protocadherins behaved. They attached a MYC epitope tag to the protocadherins they were studying, allowing them to visualize and quantify how many of these proteins were on the cell surface using fluorescent antibodies. Using sophisticated imaging and data analysis tools, they quantified the amount of each protocadherin variant present at the cell surface. Their metrics took into account individual cell characteristics, providing a comprehensive view of how different proteins were trafficked. Strengths of the study. The strengths of this paper are apparent. First off, the methodological transparency is commendable. The authors provide clear protocols, allowing other researchers to recreate their experiments and build off their findings. Additionally, the quantitative approach they developed offers a robust framework that can be applied to other proteins and systems, making the research broadly valuable in the field of cell biology. Critique and weaknesses. However, while the contributions of this work are significant, there are some aspects to consider critically. One key critique pertains to the depth of analysis regarding how the various CPCDH isoforms interact at the molecular level. Although the study identifies several factors that affect surface delivery, understanding the precise cellular mechanisms at play could enrich future research. Furthermore, it's important to note that while the findings about dimerization and surface trafficking challenge previous assumptions, they also raise new questions. For instance, what other factors might inhibit or promote the trafficking of different protocadherins, and how might these mechanisms vary in the context of neuronal cells as opposed to heterologous ones? Conclusion. In conclusion, this study offers valuable insights into the complexities of protein trafficking and localization, specifically regarding clustered protocadherins. Their innovative approach not only enhances our understanding of these essential proteins but also establishes a foundation for future exploration in bioimaging and cell biology. As we continue to untangle the intricate web of cellular communication, such research will prove crucial in the quest to understand the brain's remarkable capabilities. Thank you for joining me in this exploration of bioimaging breakthroughs. If you're curious to learn more about science in your daily life, remember to subscribe to SciBud for updates. Until next time, keep wondering and keep learning.